Welcome to the Business Shop Podcast, where our guests speak on meeting the challenges of entrepreneurship, as well as offer tips and advice on business, marketing, technology, and more. Whether you are a newbie or a seasoned professional, this episode is for you. I am your host, Audrey Wiggins. Let's chop it up.
Knock out your competition with All Together Marketing. We elevate your brand. Take a stance with your business name, logo, the tagline, your colors, even the fonts for your business. And then jab left with your website. Jab right with core values. Back up with product experience and bring it on with you. Visit alltogether.biz and let us help you create a knockout brand.
Hello, Chop Squad. Our guest today is Beata Shalette, and she is the growth architect and founder of The Women's Code and provides visionaries and leaders with strategies that grow your authority so that they can scale their impact. She's talking about us. Let's grow it and scale our impact. She's the first generation immigrant who found herself $135,000 in debt as a single parent. Beata bootstrapped her passion for photography into a highly successful global business and eventually sold it to Bill Gates in a multi-million dollar deal. She is amongst the top 100 global thought leaders by Purple Hum and one of 50 most followed women entrepreneurs by HuffPost. Her recent clients include Amazon, Reckitt, which is the maker of Lysol, Chevron, Merck, Johnson & Johnson, the Women's Legislative Caucus of California, Cal State University, Dominique Hills, Shelter Incorporated. She's a mental health and first aid in thousands of small businesses. Beata is the author of the number one international award-winning Amazon bestseller, Happy Woman, Happy World, How to Go from Overwhelmed to Awesome. A book that corporate trainers and best-selling author Brian Tracy calls a handbook for every woman who wants health, success, and a fulfilling career. Now, Beata, welcome to the Business Chop.
Thank you so much for having me, Miss Tech Diva Audrey. I was waiting for this.
Thank you. Yeah, so excited to have you here today. I know we were like getting off topic earlier and stuff, but this is exciting. So let's tell us about a growth architect and founder of the Women's Code. What is the Women's Code?
The Women's Code is it's a code for women that I created after I sold my business to Bill Gates and then was offered a job to be the global director of entertainment. And I realized that women have a very different way of doing business than men do. A lot of the stuff happens when you're not even there, when the women are not in the room or taking care of their kids, men out golfing, drinking, doing sort of some of these other things. And I realized that women are really, for the most part, in organizations, not super nice to each other. And there's a lot of backstabbing and a lot of gossiping behind your back. And that the men's code is designed to pretty much take out half of the competition. So if men can continue to make women fight each other, then they don't ever have to worry about women's advancement because we are so busy with the infighting that we never get to 50%. And the numbers show that that is the truth. And that's why I created the Women's Code to help women understand that we first had to get along with each other.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And that is so true. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get that myth dispelled.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do you go about that? How do you get us to change our bad ways?
Well, we have a couple pillars in the Women's Code. So I certainly recommend all of you to get the book at happywomanhappyworld.com. It's available as an audiobook, a printed book, and as a ebook. And to really think about what are these pillars that we're talking about, we have to be supportive of each other. We have to always assume that another woman comes from the right place and not, you know, when somebody says something, it's our story that runs in our head. And you need to verify that that story is the actual truth, because how many times have we been in a room with our brothers or sisters and then they said something and you look at them like, no, that is not at all what happened. here's what happened. And then your other sibling says, are you both like smoking something? Because that's not at all what happened. Here's what happened. And you have three different stories from the very same event, and everybody swears their version is correctly. So support, you know, the most important pillar of the Women's Code starts with you recognizing that our role is really to support each other, not judge each other, that we are looking at collaboration and not competition, and say, what does she know that I don't know? How can she add to my, you know, to my roster? Men do this all the time, all the time. Mm-hmm. Men don't care on whether they like each other or not. They try to get the best guy on the team if they can't stand him. They don't care. Right. Women always go, I mean, especially on tech teams, they's like, the guy's a douche. And you're like, why do you want to work with him? Well, he's good.
Right, right.
Women would never do that. Women would go like, she's such a bee. Mm-hmm. And then they don't want to work with her, even if she's the best one for the job, just to make a point. That's really some of the things, you know, in the Women's Code that we address in my book, to say, well, how do you exactly do that? And what do you say when somebody says to you, oh, you're so emotional? And how do you address some of this stuff that happens? And sometimes you can't, because the culture is fostering that kind of behavior. But if we are having a larger movement of people that are getting it right, then we don't need to worry about people that are getting it wrong.
Yes, yes. So in your book, Happy Woman, Happy World, you describe a concept called ego rhythm. Is that only for women, or what exactly is it?
So this concept I designed when my daughter was about 3 years old, and she had been coughing and coughing and coughing all night for days and days and days and days. And one night I put her in bed with me, and then she made a noise that for the rest of my life I will never forget. And the noise is like this. And then it was just silent. So she she stopped breathing, and I did not know what it was. So I rip her out of bed. I go to the emergency room. I am, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. She had asthma that was caused by my, you know, I mean, she had obviously a genetic disposition for it, but this particular attack was triggered by my ex-husband smoking in the house, which he denied. And so I am, for the next 3 years, just trying to figure out what's going on, how I can make this happen, how can I make it work, how can I find get her better. And then shockingly, she outgrew this. I mean, she just outgrew it. Yeah. And when she did, I was so surprised, because that had obsessed me. So my entire rhythm of these 3 years was focused on just this. And then I looked at this from a larger perspective as I stepped back and said, isn't it the truth that every time something takes a priority, we call it a main focus in the Women's Code. Every time something has a main focus, that becomes the thing, on whether that's love or tragedy or the illness of a parent or motherhood. And we think that this is the beginning of the rest of our lives, and we are so obsessed with it. And then sometimes it just goes away. Think about, you know, how we raise our kids, and we're like, oh God, is this kid ever going to be ready to leave the house? Or I'm going to have such a difficult time to let my son, my daughter go when they're 15. And then when they're 18, you go like, oh my God, not a day too soon. Go with God, but go.
Right.
And so it constantly changes. And so that's what I wrote this concept, ego rhythm, for, to help women understand. And of course, men have rhythms too. Mm-hmm. What rhythm are they in right now? Which is the main focus? Because that rules everything right now. And in the book, I have a chart where you can go in with your pen and you can, you know, you can grade yourself in the 9 ego rhythms that there are, to figure out which one you're in right now, which one's the most important to you. And then understand how can you initiate another one that might be more pleasant, because if you're in a transition or in a tragedy, you don't really want to be in transition or tragedy forever and ever and ever and ever. You want to go to a nicer one, to love, to a spiritual ego rhythm, to, you know, to something that makes you feel good.
How many strategies are there, and which one would be the best one, or which one should we tackle first?
Yeah, so this is always the question, and the understanding about strategy and what people misunderstand about strategies and tactics. And I'm sure you get this all the time as well. Mm-hmm. We look at building a business. We look at building a business in a very simplistic way here in growth architecture. What's our goal? Where are we even going? Because only if you have a clarity of the goal can you then reverse engineer the strategy. And when you reverse engineer the strategy, then we can figure out the systems and the tactics that we need to implement the strategy. Mm-hmm. So there has to be an overall main strategy to say, we are getting from here all the way over there. We from a 1 million to a 5 million, from a 5 million to a 10 million, whatever that goal is, or to take my talent and turn it into a business where I make seven figures.
No, because when you're talking, I was thinking about going back to the females, back to, you know, to women and our cattiness or lack of confidence. So how do we, you know, get our mindset so we can go to those, the 10 million and upward?
Well, as you said, that's really all part of the plan.
Okay.
The plan says if this is the goal, mm-hmm. that is the goal. It's not a kind of goal. Mm-hmm. It's not a maybe goal. It's not a wishful goal. It's the goal. That's the goal. I'm going to run a marathon.
Okay.
I'm going to build a business. I'm going to buy a house. I'm going to find a partner. I'm having a baby. Mm-hmm. Those are deliberate decisions that we make. That is the decision.
Okay.
So when you have that decision, then it becomes very simple. It's like what Amelia Earhart did, right? She says, well, once I know what I want, then everything shifts not to what do I do? How do I do it? Then it shifts to what do I do to get there? Mm-hmm. Then you realize, who is the person that I need to become to do that? What are the actions that I need to do that? What's the mindset I need to have to become that person? And then everything else falls into place.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to talk about the mindset, but that's exactly it.
Goes right in there.
Yeah, absolutely. So if we wanted to sum this up, what would you tell us?
I would say you got to know what your goal is. If you don't know, it'll be like me saying to your listeners, let's go on a trip. Mm-hmm. And then everybody would say, Beata, sounds great. I'd love to go on a trip with you. And then the next question is, where are we going? Mm-hmm. Because where are we going determines what you're packing.
Right.
It determines the arrangements you have to make with your family. Mm-hmm. It determines everything. Are we going to Alaska? Are we going fishing? Are we going on a boat? Are we going on a train? Are we going on a plane? Are we going to Europe? How long are we staying? There's basic questions that need to be asked for us to go on a journey. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have a plan for your business, it's the same way. It's like, let's go on a trip. And then everybody says, okay, let's see where, I guess we all hop in the car. I don't know how much money I need. I don't know what I need to pack. I don't know what I'm packing for. Let's just jump in the car and go.
Right. Hopefully the car knows where we want to go, right?
Hopefully the car knows where we go. You can't even enter this into GPS. Like, right. Imagine you go to the GPS and says, you know, hey Siri, take me nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
And Siri just came up and it's like, and now Siri said to me, I didn't get that. Could you try again?
It's like, what is it? Rerouting.
rerouting.
Give
exactly.
A moment. The next stop, please make a U-turn. I don't want to go that way. I'm changing course midway. Oh my goodness. So how can we find out? We have these business blockers, right? We have our blocks to growth, and that's going to lead us to how you can help us with that next step.
Yes. So the first thing that I really recommend everybody to do, other than, of course, to go wherever they're listening to the show, give you a 5-star review and leave you a comment and share this episode with one other person. Other than that, go to growthblockerquiz.com and fill out our 2-minute quiz to help you figure out what is your number one growth blocker. Mm-hmm. And then when you register, we'll send you a report, a very detailed report to help you really figure out and understand what that number one growth blocker is. There's 3 main growth blockers. And then you can decide on what you want to do about it to remove them.
Chop Squad, you have your marching orders, growthblockerquiz.com. And let's get our blockers out the way, because this has got to be our year. It's almost over. We have like 4 months left in the year, 3.5. Let's make the best of them. So thank you again, Beata Shalette. Really appreciate you being here. And we look forward to working with you again soon.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to The Business Chop. We hope that you were able to glean valuable information from our guest and that you will download and share this podcast. Your rating and review is much appreciated. To go deeper with our guests, please visit their website and social channels. To learn more about us, please visit businesschop.info or altogether.biz, where we will help you expand your brand.